This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1925. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 11th, Albania, Algeria, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, India, international waters, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mali, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Romania, Taiwan, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we reported that the North American broadcast of Radio Tirana, Albania, was coming over in Italian instead of English. But by April 6th, we were glad to find that English had been restored. But there was another problem still happening April 8th. At 0200 UT exactly on WRMI 9395, when Radio Tirana started, it would already be in programming progress rather than their opening announcement. Alexander Busniag in Germany said, in fact, it's Radio Tirana's stream starting about one sesquiminute too early at 0158 and a half. That's 0200 UT Tuesday through Sunday on WRMI 9395. RTA Algeria is supposedly building its own shortwave sites at two different spots in the country, and they've been registering schedules for those year after year, but they're still imaginary. RTA instead is still being transmitted via Issoudun, France. And from HFCC registrations, here is the A18 schedule. It includes Quran, Arabic, and a bit of French here and there. 04 to 05 UT on 6050. 04 to 06, 7295. 05 to 06, 9535. 06 to 07, 9620. 18 to 20, 13820. 19 to 21, 11765 and 12060. 19 to 20, 11985. And 20 to 22 UT on 9655. Don Moman in Alberta reports on Aussie Radio on its new frequency from Australia, 4835. April 5th at 1246 UT, World News was in progress. He says other than a few static crashes, nearly local quality, quite a bit better than the other station on 5055. There was a spot for the AIRN, Independent Radio Network, at the end of the news. No CODAR and nothing on 4840 to bother at this time. There was an Aussie Radio ID and Gmail address at 1259 and into Australian news. Later on, music by Olivia Newton-John. More news at 1329. Reasonable copy on the Wellbrook Loop, but much better on his 1,000-foot beverage aimed in that direction. Heard daily, but this was one of the better occasions. One of the advertisers on these stations is the shortwave radio manufacturer Texan, which is spelled T-E-C-S-U-N. In the British DX Club, according to Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, of Texan Radios Australia, expansion plans have also been made to redeploy the previous frequency 5045 to another location and to also commence DRM transmissions for Sydney in the near future. Reporting via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil, was hearing a station in Spanish on 4410. At 0157 UT, and also at 0957 UT on April 5th. He couldn't get an ID for sure, but it was turned out to be Radio Echo in Reyes, Bolivia, which had been inactive, we think, for a while, at least not reported lately, way out of band on 4410. Someone doesn't listen to his YouTube recording and identified it as Radio Echo. This is the only Bolivian station on tropical bands, well, almost, except for Radio Mosochowski on 3310. A Voz do Brasil is a one-hour program produced by the government, which all radio stations are obliged to carry. The live broadcast time during the winter months is 22 to 23 UT, Monday through Friday. And that's an easy way to tell your hearing or Brazilian station, should there be any doubt, if you're hearing something anywhere on the bands at those hours. But now in the Radio Escudas group, Welby Garcia reports, this program, which has been on the air for more than 80 years, had been required to broadcast at 22 to 23 UT, but now the president has made an declaration saying that it now may be delayed to 1 or 2 hours later. It could be broadcast any time between 23 and 01 UT. Almost all Brazilian shortwave stations are off frequency. You might even think it's a requirement, but surely not. Radio Aparecida had usually been a bit lower than 9630, but April 5th at 0537, I found it way off frequency plus, in fact, 584 hertz above 9630. Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso says a station will start broadcasting on shortwave sometime this year from his town, Nova Chaventina. It's on 12,100 kilohertz to be called Radio Gavião, G-A-V-I-A-O. And I can't help but wonder if it's a project of Daniel Williams himself. Ron Howard in California reports on hearing Radio Congo versus RN2 Radio Nikkei in Japan, both on 6115. Congo must have signed on early April 9th because at 0521 he was hearing announcers in French underneath Japan. Clearly two stations mixing, almost all pop songs from Radio Nikkei, while Congo had nonstop announcers in French and no music. By 0540, Japan had become too strong. On Sunday, April 8th, it was a bye week past the beginning of A18, which meant it was about time for frequency manager Arnie Coro to catch up with Radio Havana Cuba's seasonal changes. Checking the website, of course, they were still displaying a two-year-old schedule for A16, totally useless. But we expected that Arnie would soon availabilize the new transmission schedule. Before that arrived, I discovered a major frequency change. 6180 replaced 6165 in English to North America, heard at 0630 April 8th, and actually scheduled from 01 until 07. You'd think Arnie might have secretly consulted HFCC, which he disdains. If he had, he would have found that 6180 was already occupied by China, Romania, South Africa, São Tomé, and Germany at some times during that six-hour period. At 04 to 05, in fact, both Romania in Romanian and South Africa in English were scheduled in 6180, but Ivo Ivanov says from April 9th, South Africa moved away to 6040. Cuba on 6180 is also bad news for Mexico's only shortwave station, 6185, Radio Educación. However, by 1327 UT April 8th, we discovered that the transmitter, which had been putting filthy FM spur blobs all over the 19-meter band, was no longer in use. No 15370. Apparently replacing it is 13700. And no spurs audible yet from it, but it's quite possible they will start appearing. 13740 had already been put in use for Radio Havana before China took over the frequency in English at 1400. I thought it might be the same transmitter, but no. April 10th, there was about a five-minute overlap with Spanish from Cuba and English from China colliding on 13740. Commies versus commies, Cubans versus Cubans. The first hour of the day in English at 19 UT remains on 15140. The next English broadcast at 23 I found back on its summer frequency, 11880, replacing 9720 and still parallel to 5040. The correspondence department sent out the new A18 schedule to a number of listeners, including Ken Zicke, who sent it on to us, so I had a quick look at it. Here is the full English schedule. 6060 and 6100 at 05 to 07. 6180 and 6000 at 01 to 07. 5040 at 23 to midnight and 05 to 06, besides the ones I've already mentioned. By the way, someone else discovered 6180 on its first night of use. Luis H. Esquivel in California at 0555, April 8th. My further monitoring of that on April 9th confirmed that there was considerable co-channel interference from the Voice of America in French via Saint-Thomé at 0530 to 0630, Monday through Friday, also on 6180. That new frequency means new spots for Leapfrog mixing products to land. And I found a just barely audible carrier probably from this on 6300, which would be 6060, another 120 kilohertz beyond 6180. From RHC's new schedule, I also pick out other new frequencies, 7330 at 21 to 04 and 7340 at 11 to 15 in Spanish. Hey, those are both 5 kilohertz away from their own jamming and the Radio Marti. Great choice, Arnie. 11700 to Buenos Aires in Portuguese at 22 and then Spanish until 05. 11860 to Europe, 1930 to 23 in French, Portuguese, Arabic, and Spanish. 11880 also has French and Portuguese to Africa at 22 to 23 before the English hour. 12,000 is new at 21 to 04 in Spanish, although I've not been hearing it yet. And the two on 13 megahertz, 13700 at 13 to 15, and 13740 at 11 until 14. Something's always wrong at Radio Cairo. Last week we were wondering if it was still on the air from Egypt. Many of its shortwave transmissions were not being heard. However, they certainly were on the air April 6th. We cannot rely on them, however. And there's usual distortion on the transmissions and inexact frequencies. On April 6th at 2019, I was hearing Quran alternating with French translations on 9894.57, scheduled on 9895. By 2113, they'd switched to the English frequency, 9799.57. Wolfgang Büschel and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria were also hearing several other of these scheduled Western language transmissions of Radio Cairo earlier on April 6th on various 9 megahertz band off frequencies. Fortnightly scheduling of the mailbag program from All India Radio, faithfully yours, has again got out of sync from what we were expecting. Alan Rowe in England says it was heard again on April 9th, Mondays. So the next occasion should be April 23rd. The times are in our DXSWL media programs page. Under International Waters and Non, Dan Shrebnik in New Jersey says Hans Knott announced on the Facebook Radio North Sea International Remembered Group that Graham Gill passed away peacefully in his Amsterdam home at the age of almost 82. He had worked for Radio North Sea International and Radio Netherlands, among others. He was originally from Australia, but went for a holiday to Europe in 1966 and then made a fine career in broadcasting. On April 6th and 9th, I was still hearing Voice of Freedom clandestine from South to North Korea on its strangely split frequency, 5917.40. But on April 10th, Ron Howard reported it had gone back to its former frequency, 6045.0, as heard at 1038 UT with pop songs, strong signal, and good reception, and no jamming yet. But look for serious interference from KNLS Alaska between 12 and 13, which is already on 6045 in English. I wonder if the South Korean transmitter will now start drifting downward from that frequency. The non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-religious, non-communist media program, World of Radio 1925, also bringing you the equally non-website, worldofradio.com, and DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy in California, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, Denge Weylat, now seems to have 11530 to itself. According to NDXC, its full schedule is 0230 to 05 via France on 9525, and then all the other transmissions are on 11530. 05 to 14 via Moldova or Pridnestrovia, 14 to 19 via France, and then back to Moldova at 19 to 21. I was hearing the last part of this between 1849 and sign-off at 2100 on April 6th. Someone reported a log of China Radio International via the Bamako Mali relay. It turned out to be incorrect, really, via a site inside China, reminding me that there haven't been any reports of CRI Mali for some time, and I wonder if that relay site is still on the air at all. This led to a number of investigations by my monitoring, as well as by Wolfgang Büschel, and none of the scheduled transmissions still listed in the HFCC for the A18 season have actually been heard. Ivo Ivanov and Mauro Rietel, I think. Yes, indeed, it is totally off the air. On the other hand, Eduard Korsakov in Moskva was hearing something on 7260, April 7th, at 1606 to 1632. Could it be Vanuatu reactivated, or maybe Mongolia, or something else? Ron Howard in California replied, I've been checking 7259.96 for the return of Vanuatu. I heard a second station on 7260 exactly, other than China, and thought it could have been new activity from Mongolia around 1130 UT. So I've also been checking the other Mongolian frequencies for the domestic shortwave service, 4830 and 4895, to see if those have resumed. Jim Young in California did hear carriers on both frequencies, so there's an excellent chance Mongolia is active again, but surely not Vanuatu. And Ron Howard forwards this from WRTH, disgraced Facebook. Mongolian radio has reactivated 7260, but for how long this time? A weak signal here in Finland, much stronger from Xinjiang, China. Mongolia is on the exact frequency, but Xinjiang 10 hertz below. Both 60-meter frequencies are still off at 0915. But surprisingly, this time, 7260 is not carrying the first or second program from Mongolia, but Program 3. Ron Howard then reports on April 8th from 1130 to 1148, 7260 with nonstop pop songs by an American singer. No announcements at all, but it fits the format of Mongolian Program 3. And for him, it was stronger than China, which was just talking at that time. But then Ron Howard reports on April 10th at 1040, a carrier on 4895 from Mongolian Radio 3 also reactivated there, as reported by Mauno Ritula, carrying the third network. Tony Megan in New South Wales agrees, a good strong carrier on 4895, but very low modulation, April 10th at 1244. And finally, Mauno Ritula said, a funny coincidence, but 2 weeks ago I asked every possible source if all the domestic shortwave transmitters are ever expected to return to the air or should they be written off. I never got any reply, but now at least two of them are back. Maybe they simply decided not to use them in winter when energy is more needed for heating. As a cyclone was affecting Fiji, Radio New Zealand International added some more broadcasts because of that. As of April 10th, their website showed that the extra transmissions were, no telling for how long, in AM 1651 to 1750 on 7285, 1751 to 1950 on 9700, and 1951 to 2050 on 11725. Normally, those hours would be on different frequencies in DRM. Furthermore, 13730 was staying on the air from 2051 until 2358 before switching to 15720 for the next 5 hours. The rather obscure Nigerian target or clandestine broadcast called Radio Herwa International via WRMI 11530 at 1930 to 20 UT had disappeared by April 6th and in fact was removed from the WRMI schedule. Iwo Ivanov was not hearing the other frequency via France either, had been at 1930 until 20 UT. I wonder if anyone ever succeeded in contacting the station, let alone getting a QSL. But the other Nigerian target broadcasts continue. Sake Obara, now back in Tokyo, says, I listened from 18 to 21 UT on 12050 and noticed that they say Radio International many times, but I don't hear any words such as Dandalkura or Indrasan. I'm wondering if Radio International is their official name or just mentioning that word in their speech. And furthermore, from Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier reports 12050, April 10th between 1805 and 1825, which he says was Radio Ndrasan International. He heard it in three different languages, mostly Kanuri, but also a bit of French and English. The English segment was from 1816 until 1818. FMDXers should always check 87.9, especially when there's a sporadic E-opening, as there are lots of parrots on that frequency. Harold Froge reports a number of them in Michigan. And on a visit to Oklahoma City, I heard a station I never get in Enid on 87.9. Obviously more power than merely Part 15, since I heard it all over that big city, but not enough to reach beyond via groundwave. It's called Radio Calvario, carrying a lot of programming from the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, bring us Unshackled or Desencadenados, but it's almost all in Spanish. It originates apparently from the Calvary Baptist Church in southwest Oklahoma City. The website is radiobautistacalvario.com. Studying transmitter usage of Radio Romania International, Alexander Bushniag in Germany has concluded that some of the Nexus IRRS transmissions via Romania are really via the Tsiganeshti site, that is the ones on 7290 in the evenings, while the ones on 9510 in the mornings are really via the other site, Saftitsa. Mike Terry forwards this from the disgraced Facebook where Keith Perrone wrote, PCJ's weekly program Media Network Plus will be having a major facelift by the end of the summer. The weekly radio program will be getting axed. Media Network Plus will also no longer be a radio series, but instead six annual documentary programs looking at the media, focus on the changing landscape, be it traditional or digital or human rights or political use. Information on distribution platform will be made in a few weeks, along with the date when the first series of six programs will be made available. April 9th at 0328, I had a just barely audible carrier, presumably the Voice of Turkey English to North America broadcast on 9515. Since Radio Vana Cuba has evacuated the parallel frequency 6165, Turkey for Asia, we should try that. It might work better under such circumstances. The English broadcast at 1230 UT is supposed to be on 15450, but Mark Code in Ontario, April 5th, found it on 13760 instead at 1245, but they changed to 15450 by 1300. Why was it on 13760? That was the frequency for the previous hour in German. Rusty X has a rather confusing story now that it's translated for Ukraine. The prosecutor's office of the Kyiv region reported on the termination of activities that illegally seized the land plot of the state enterprise Radio Transfer Center with an area of more than 115 hectares in Brovary and destroyed the strategic equipment there. Rovary was a major transmitter site, I think also for shortwave in Ukraine. You can read the whole thing as it came through in the next DX Listening Digest, number 18-15, when published via worldofradio.com. Oh, it's accompanied by another story which seems to imply that what's left of Radio Ukraine International may be merged into the domestic service. Already gone for shortwave, of course, except for broadcasts via WRMI. I'm not sure whether he's serious, but Dan Shrebnik in New Jersey says, I've been listening regularly again after a hiatus thanks to my Google Home devices, which now respond to, Hey Google, play Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. Uncle Bill says his melting pot of music is now not only on WBCQ, Sundays at 22 UT on 7490, but transmitted to Europe as well via Germany, channel 292 on 6070, Tuesdays at 20 to 2030 UT. That's following his other program for an hour at 1900 from the Isle of Music. It's been many months since I've heard from the new owner of the former shortwave station in New Mexico, KJES, at least the owner of its transmitting equipment, John Gorski in Iowa. But on April 10th, I got this from him. It's been a long time since I updated you on the progress with KJES. After many trips to the hospital, I can now say my health allows me to continue the project. Just about the time I thought I was in the clear, my wife Kathy developed some heart issues, requiring triple bypass surgery December 1st, but she has been making remarkable progress. The radio equipment has now been moved to a secure location. I have a site picked out for the transmitters. I have been exploring the possibilities of a self-sustained station. I mean that New Mexico has some good natural gas reserves. I am a well driller and have drilled oil, gas, and water wells, and am very much familiar with what one needs to extract small amounts of natural gas from a proven reserve. The search for such a reserve has begun. There's no free lunch, but using this gas would allow me to control my costs. A fee the electric providers charge to customers, it's called a demand charge in addition to the energy charge on your electric meter. Since a typical 50-kilowatt transmitter will draw a little over 100, the demand charge would be something like $1,000 added to the monthly bill, and this goes on whether you operate or not. With two 50-kilowatts and a 25-kilowatt transmitter, this could be very costly. I want to run 24/7, so those idle hours need to be low cost. My wife likes the idea of getting a packaged gas plant and building on our own generator sets. I usually build them from used locomotive engines, using a new alternator. The switch gear is mostly free for the taking from old, small power plants. And Kathy says she would run the powerhouse, allowing me to handle programming and the transmitter plant. She knows her two-cycle EMD engines. I've been hearing plus and minus 13 kilohertz parasitic spurs around 9475. Implying that WTWW has swapped number one and number two transmitters, since those are normally heard around 5085 at night. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active, April 12th and 19th to 21st, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4. Solar flux only 67 or 68. Until the next Best of DX from Glenn Hauser and 73.